The fate of Afghan opposition leader Ahmad Shah Massoud remains uncertain 2 days after he was attacked in his home in northern Afghanistan. Massoud's followers insist the assassination attempt failed and he is still alive, but there's widespread speculation that he died from his wounds. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
This is not the first time Ahmad Shah Massoud's enemies have tried to kill him. A spokesman says there have been numerous attempts by the Taliban to assassinate the charismatic commander in the past few years. Before that, it was the Soviets who tried and failed during their decade-long occupation of Afghanistan in the 1980s. During the Mujahideen's guerrilla war against the Soviets, Massoud earned a reputation as a brilliant tactician and field commander, a constant and deadly thorn in the side of the Soviet occupiers who were never able to dislodge him from his home territory in the Panjshir Valley. But this latest assassination attempt was apparently more devious than most, and one that played on Massoud's penchant for publicity. Opposition spokesmen say Massoud was seriously injured when two suicide bombers, posing as journalists, detonated a bomb hidden in their TV camera during an interview with Massoud on Sunday. One of Massoud's aides was killed in the explosion. Both of the bombers died as well. There is speculation the opposition may be trying to conceal the news of his death in order to buy time to ready themselves for an all-out offensive by the Taliban, who may use Massoud's absence to try to crush the alliance permanently. Many observers say Massoud has managed to hold the ragtag Northern Alliance together through sheer force of will, and few believe there is anyone else who can do the same. Fred Halliday is professor of international relations at the London School of Economics.
There's no successor to Ahmad Shah Massoud in the opposition to the Taliban in Afghanistan. All the others have pocketed the money or gone over to the Taliban or disappeared. So there'd be an enormous loss, and it would make the Taliban much more able to control the whole country and continue to defy the rest of the world.
Opposition spokesmen have accused the Taliban of being behind the suicide bombing, and hint that Saudi fugitive Osama bin Laden may also be involved. The assassins, they say, were Arabs who'd come to northern Afghanistan from the Taliban-controlled capital, Kabul. Taliban officials deny any involvement, though they say they would welcome news of Massoud's demise. The Taliban's ambassador to Pakistan, Abdul Salam Zaif, says Massoud deserves credit for his resistance against the Soviets, but his actions since then, Zaif says, have made him a criminal. And without him, Zaif says, the alliance is in trouble. This alliance was based on material support from the outside, Zaif says, and that support goes to him. He is the most important part. He plays the biggest role in keeping it intact. And without him, Zaif says, that support may evaporate, and the alliance, he says, may disintegrate. Should that happen, the Taliban would then control all of Afghanistan, leaving the international community with a dilemma. If Massoud is dead and the alliance falls, the international community would have a hard time not recognizing the Taliban as the legitimate authority in Afghanistan. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.